So again, I want to mention a couple words about the coffee shop song. This is your song of the soul that you're sharing, and I'm not sure exactly what soul lesson I got from that. I was wondering if the little chorus dialogue where you and David go back and forth, is that a kind of a conversation the two of you can have, or is this just totally someone else that you're imagining?
Oh no, that has never happened.
Okay. Have you ever said to David, "You're full of it"?
Not maybe in those words, but in some way or another, probably.
Okay.
But we were kind of, we were trying to look at the human, what do you call it? It's not banter because it's not, but that kind of when people are fighting and to make kind of fun of it, to see how silly it is when you're both trying to speak. Why are you not listening to me? And we're both talking on top of each other, and it's part of a relationship. What's the point in being with someone that, thinks exactly the same as you? You can, have a relationship with your mirror in that case. So we definitely have, we're pretty emotional people, both of us. We definitely get into those kinds of things, but it's also being able to say you're sorry and to recognize when you've done something wrong. Or, love is about not saying some things when it just comes, it comes as a reactive thing, and then to not go there. It's a definite lesson in relationships to choose another way of communicating than going into those kinds of things. So we kind of found that we were on the same wavelength somehow, how we were writing and the creative fun of writing together and feeling like we were definitely connecting. I mean, we have one day and then you're supposed to perform it that same evening. And we were just completely digging it, both of us. We were just like, yeah, this is really fun. It was just working, writing together.